Today is the Feast of All Saints. So the Epistle for All Saints is taken from the Apocalypse, chapter 7. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having a sign of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were signed, 144,000 were signed of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Zabulon, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 signed. After this, I saw a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in the sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and the ancients, and the four living creatures, and they fell down before the throne upon their faces, and adored God, saying, Amen, benediction, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, honor, and power, and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 5. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came unto him. And opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. Please be seated. At whose solemnity the angels rejoice and give praise to the Son of God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today we, as I mentioned, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, to where we keep holy the memory of all of the saints, all those that are present in heaven. We can say that have the beatific vision now. And it's something that's with this feast day, it reminds us of the fact of how many saints there are, many saints that we don't know their stories, we don't know how that they were able to gain heaven. And then we also, yes, the ones that are familiar to us, the lives of the saints that we have read, we know about, the famous ones. And so from that their presence in heaven is truly a joy. And one, they're able to intercede for us. We ask for their prayers. We ask for their intercession to try to help us to gain that crown. So we strive for in this valley of tears to try to gain that imperishable crown. And so we know that the honor is in proportion to the glory that they have received, and certainly in the agony that they endured to gain that. See in sacred scripture that it says, for the greater the battle, the richer the reward, and the greater the glory that will come. And I think that should be something that is a consolation to us. It should be something that we understand that, yes, we will have to struggle at times during this life. It's through that struggle that will also help us to gain eternal life, the reward that we gain from that. Again, we know the greater the battle a lot of times, and the greater the reward that will come from that. When we put forth that effort, that is what we will then gain as a reward. And I think it's good when we have our children, as they dress up as the different saints, they read the lives of the saints. And even in some ways, when they try to find maybe more obscure saints, because I think it helps them to understand how many souls that are out there that have made it to that path, made it to that point of eternity for all, being in heaven for all eternity. So they come from all different walks of life, the different stories that they had. But as I say, I think it's good for the children to see that, to read about them, to learn more about them, that it's not just maybe the ones that we are most familiar with, that we can take the opportunity to learn more about all of the saints that are in heaven. And that's the encouragement that we try to give to our children, that you can see that the saints came from different walks of life, different lifestyles that they had. Maybe some started off in a life that was displeasing to God. They received the grace. They found that faith that they had in God. And then they became pleasing to Him. They overcame certain vices or faults or weaknesses in the path to get to heaven. As I say, it's an encouragement for us. You know, may we struggle with a temper. Well, we can look to St. Francis de Sales, who evidently, when he was younger, had a pretty wicked temper, but he was able to overcome that so much to the fact that he became the saint of meekness. You know, he's the saint that we pray to have this virtue of meekness. And so we see that the saints were true people, true humans. They struggled with things at times, and yet, yes, they received the graces from Almighty God to help them gain this crown. But it wasn't without struggle, it wasn't without difficulties and the tasks that they had to try to perform in their lives. And again, I think that's where we have to try to look to the saints for that. I mean, yes, there are some saints that maybe they seemingly were pleasing to God from the very beginning of their life. But there were many other saints that had to strive and to work toward that goal in gaining heaven, in struggling, as I said, in overcoming certain things. And so if we struggle with something, I'm sure we can find a saint that can be a patron for us to help us with that. Because there are so many souls in heaven that are canonized as saints. And as I say, in this feast, we bring out all of the ones to the fact that we celebrate them because a lot of them don't have their own feast day or their own devotions or their own following, we can say. But yet they have made it to heaven. They have reached the goal that all of us are striving for. And so they have endured their different struggles, their sufferings, their torments, and even in some ways the shame that they had to suffer in this life in order to get to the next. And so that's the thing that we have to try to see, that we have to understand for ourselves as we're trying to work our way through this valley of tears, that we will have our sufferings, our trials, our tribulations. They can be a means to help us reach that end. They can be the way to try to help us sanctify our soul, to receive the strength that we need to endure to the very end. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. Perseverance to the very end. And that's where you see with the saints, as I say, you can have some that maybe from the very beginnings of their life always were pleasing to God. They lived that throughout. You have some that they converted to following our Lord. And so maybe they had their struggles in life. And then even when we think about some of the martyrs and different things, that they gave up their life at that moment. It wasn't until then that they served Almighty God. But yet, they received that crown. Because that is when God called them to serve Him. And so we have to understand God has called us to serve Him now. And so that is where then we turn to the saints as examples to us. We also turn to them to pray and help us in the struggles that we undergo. The crosses and the trials that we have in trying to strive to gain that crown. And we think back to when St. Paul talks about, you know, the fight or the race in order to gain that crown, that imperishable crown. And he gives us, he says, run as if there is only one crown to be gained. But he's trying to encourage us and to say to us that we have to try to give all that we can to try to gain that crown. Even though, God willing, there will be many saints, hopefully, We have to work toward it as if it is the only one that is there. And so that's where we must try to struggle toward that. But I think a lot of times when we look at some of the saints and we see the extraordinary things that they did, we almost think that it's impossible for us. But if we have that mentality, if we think that way, we will never gain that crown. Because we have to try to see that there are so many saints that came from so many different walks of life, that God's grace has given them the ability and the chance to make it to heaven. And especially from the fact that we know that God wants all souls to be saved. And so therefore, he will give us the graces necessary for us to be saved. But we can't say we didn't have the chance to make it to heaven. We certainly can't say that. And so these saints that we celebrate tonight, in this feast day, we celebrate all of the saints that have made it to the very end. And that is what is interesting when you read sometimes some of the spiritual authors on this feast day, they even make mention of all the ones that no one knows anything about. Maybe no one even realized that they lived a saintly life or practiced heroic virtue in their life. And so now we have this feast to celebrate them. And how true that is, that we take this feast day to celebrate all of the saints, every single one of them, all who have made it to that very end, that have been either canonized that we know, or those saints that died in obscurity and made it to heaven because they died in the state of grace. So it's an encouragement it should be for us, of also understanding that the work and kind of the wrestling of this world will soon be over for us. God knows the time and the hour of our death. We know it not. But we do know that the struggles and the difficulties and the trials will come to an end at some point. But then that crown that we gain, that prize that we are able to obtain, God willing, will be something that will last forever. Again, going back to St. Paul, where he talks about the imperishable crown, not working for something that is perishable, but the imperishable one that will last for all eternity. And again, borrowing from St. Paul, where he talks about how we see ourselves in a dark manner right now. It's unclear to us. And he said, soon enough, we will see in a clear manner. And that is the beatific vision that we will have. And that is what we're striving for. And remembering, obviously, that the clarity that we will be based off of our charity, our true love of God, and our love of our neighbor. That is what it will be based off of, how clearly we see the beatific vision, is how much charity we had in this life, how much love of God we had here. So again, let us pray to the saints and ask for the help that we need to practice these virtues, especially, obviously, charity, a true love of God above all things. Let us ask our patron saints, the saints we have devotion to, obviously, the patrons that we have of our church and our school, let us turn to them and ask for the graces that we need. They were able to make it and persevere to the very end. Let them ask those same graces for our own souls. As we say in the liturgy, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to come. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.